beginning current daf misach the sukkah daf chav gimel begin no minav begin to his master begin with the gemara the time like in the brisa. Right, so cause of reshus fin. If someone makes a sukkah on the top of a boat, Shtoy says shaper goes with brisa brisha gola. The appropriate gears in this brisa is on top of a wagon because the plugin number brisha gola. Machlekes is also on the top of a wagon. Kibrishal elik we explained the previous tesis and the chavavim days and maschol she'in. The reason Rambam Leibovitz says that the sukkah is invalid is because the sukkah is moved through the wagon. And that's Rambam Leibovitz, according to his opinion, that sukkah has to be permanent. Kiva holds it's enough for sukkah dir sarai. There was kosher in the top of a wagon. Which, v'likum ma'ishu p'rish ben tam v'perakam. And not like the ben tam explained in the first part of Zayim and Beis in the Rimaskal Ha'isa. This is not to have the gifts of b'rish ha'golam. That's because the Gemara concludes over here that the machlekes is when it could withstand a common wind on dry land, and it cannot withstand a common wind by the sea, and this machlekes has no application regarding a sukkah on top of a wagon. But according to what Taisa explains, that regarding if it's kvanat, then yeah, the girsa could be b'rei shagala. The next test masla begins with the word zigmara, agabi behema, on top of an animal. So Pesha Kuntras, Raj explains, what does this mean? How you make a sukkah on an animal? Nosent losses al beis susim. You put doors on two horses, liyasim karkoyas ha-sukkah, to be the ground of the sukkah. Vasalamal mechit v'sichach, and you put on top of the animal's walls, and you put a schach, and there you read the paisel. So it says, m'kan kosh al-pesha kunches v'asnit l'el. So from here, Zibigon Rashi, is in commentary to the Mishnah, l'fchafal v'mbeis. Gabi samach sukkos v'karamito, when someone is leaning his schach on the bedpost, to the professional L, like we explained previously, Rashi explains over there that the reason why it's possible according to Behuda, where you're leaning the schach on the bedpost, it cannot stand on its own, is because it's movable and it's not permanent. Behuda has to be the yeshiva. Now, based on that, Behuda should invalidate a sukkah on the animal because also over there the sukkah is movable through the animal; it's not permanent. So, why does the Gemara require a special pasuk to invalidate this sukkah on the animal? Which says, explain the Yishma Farshim, someone explained, the Hocha, Labi Vital Tal Schach Agabe Behema. Here we're not talking about that the Schach is movable because it's on the animal. Tim came there because if that would be the case, yeah, Lamali Krala, Behuda, why would you need a special Pasuk according to Behuda? Tchaka Sukkah Tal Schach, Table, Gleib, Mishum, Deim, Lakava. That doesn't have any permanence because it's movable through the animal, Kavish Leia, like we had previously explained. And the Rana, Hamid Sukkah Adad Kundisim, which is talking about where you put the Sukkah on top of four poles. And you lean on that schach, and then you stick in the animal over there, meaning and you make on the animal the ground and the walls up until the schach. And the problem is, so it's not being moved because of the animal, because it's actually on the condition. But the lechazi leshiva, but it's not, the sukkah is not fit for 7 days, why not? It's very simple, because the floor, and you're not going to go on it, because the yamtiv, that's the chasaran of it's chag sukkah taslach. It's not for 7 days, and there it's not difficult. Why doesn't it say simply because it's not kena? The next day's masal to begin with the gemara sukkah ruli shiva. Has to be a sukkah that's fit for 7 days. It says taisus my time now how you pasul b'sukkah kabeil. It's for the same reason that he said that it's invalid by sukkah on a tree, because again you can't go on the tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and there it's not fit for 7 days. Next day's masal to begin with the gemara b'yudim action. B'yudim says it's kosher. When b'shalei samach sukkah gabar, it says it must be talking about that you did not lean the schach of the sukkah on the animal. Because in Cain, if you did lean it, then Rabbi Yehuda should have invalidated in such a case because havelach kisamach b'karamit would be the same thing as leaning on the bedpost, which could be that that's possible because again it's not permanent. So the next test must begin with the gemara b'le'goyel lekever, and neither does it function the animal as a goyel for the grave. What does this mean? When the corpse is in the grave, manichan ala kever, you put on the grave, even gedayla, a large stone, to close up the ear space. And that's what's called the goyl. If you make a beam as a goyl for the grave to close up this space, so being mutal tzida, whether the beam is leaning on the side, being the mid is whether it's standing upright, it's only talking what's opposite the opening. But again, it sounds like that the goyel is what covers the grave. By tanya b'tesef dollars, where it's learned b'tesef dollars, gal shal tzroyus, a pile of pebbles. Goyel lekever is a goyel for the kever. And they gave betoicha adabra tvachem, and someone touches it inside of it, up until an area of four tvachem, it's going to be tamei. That's the Rebbe Yehuda, where that's near the grave, but again, if it touches the stones higher than that, it's going to be tar. Chamim, the sages say, in tamei l'seda panimi. The only thing that's going to be tamei is the inner order, which are tzarchah shel kever, which are the needs of the grave, only those that literally that are organized on the grave itself, but not more than that. But again, mashman sounds like the nikkur gail, it sounds like what's gail? Mashman says machal, what's closing up the hole of the grave. Well, ten b'sev to all the say perik sheni or it's perik gimel. Shtei avon gedolos, two big stones shall abad tfachem or four tfachem. Shason gail kever was made a gail to the kever. Amal al gabish day and time. If someone leans over both of them, it's going to be tamei because again it's a sealed kever which is metamei the whole perimeter. Nitla achsman is if one of them is taken away. Hamal gabeshni tar. If someone's leaning over the second one, is going to be tar. What? Neshi yeshlo tuma defshetetz because there's space for the tuma to leave, which is an area of four tefachim, which is the measurement of the escape of tumas ames. But again, so it's tezmi kol hani mashman. For all these, it sounds like shetachas a gail kulachol. That beneath the gail, it's all empty space. So I just find this difficult. What we said in this septa before, that the pile of tsrayus that you made for a goyel, for a kever, says, V'avgav the perek b'em makash olum, g'mor chulun lafayim b'ezim alav nafka tumas ha-goyel. We learn that what's this tumas ha-goyel mid-dechsev ha-pnei ha-sadev, and the fact that it says on the surface of the field you find a dead person, what's these words ha-pnei ha-sadev? That's where it comes to teach regarding gashol tsrayus. The mashmut sounds like the ain't dava gav ha-goyel. It sounds like that there's nothing on top of the goyel. Ra'im ha-megul ha-pnei ha-sadev, that's standing there out in the open on the face of the field. Now, the Tosefta that we brought before said that only the lower part of the pile of the pebbles is tamei. But whatever's on top is going to be tar, and it's not considered as a girl. So we see from here that the girl is the lower part, and so we see that it's not revealed. So is it out and open or not? So he says, yeah, you're right. Zimna dein magula, sometimes it's not uncovered. Kiahi di gashal tar is like the pile of the pebbles. Where the end of tamei is the pnimi, he's only telling me what's on the inner order according to the chacham. And therefore it's lav dafka. Now, b'teifik haniska b'chamokim emagoyel. So this was all the claim of the goyel. Now, when it mentions always deifik together with the goyel, heim avanim shagoyel nishnalim. Those are the stones that the goyel is actually leaning on. Kedam perik beis olis beisov deifik. What's the deifik? It's like what bangs, like the lintel has a similar name. And shagoyel nishnalav, it's what the goyel leans on it. But deifik dafkin tahar. What's that? The ba'amim manichin evan lismachaisa shagol nishan la. Sometimes they put a stone to support that which the girl is leaning on. The hinik is deifik dafkin. It's like the deifik of the deifik. And that's tar. Now, but tzarchal dakti. So it says you have to analyze. Had amim pegai v'roit. This is the gemara says in chulun dafkav chavov nadeis. The girl mitamib magaba oil. The girl it contaminates by touching or being under the same canopy where it leans over things. Teichadam. What's the case tovman? That is bishlam imagaba. We can understand through touching efshim natsad. So that could be from the side. And it has nothing to do with the graves. The problem is about leaning over it. My ear, Mishum Gel, what are you going to say? Because of Gel, Mishum Shekeb Asasim, very simply, because the grave is closed. Ketan Minaz, the Perakoyan God, and that's through the Gel itself. And we learn in the Sakh, there's no Gimon base. Oy became, and it says in the Pazik, the person is going to become Tommy or a grave. So Kev Asasim refers to a sealed grave. That means that we say Tumim Bakas, Vaila Bakas, Vaila, is that Tumim shoots up and shoots down. And if that's the case, so if you're leaning over a grave, forget about that you're going to come to him because of the girl. You're talking because of Keber Sassim. And the Elam, don't say that you needed Hecha, the Inam, as the Keber, where, oh, you need to become Tommy for the girl and not because of the grave. Because in a case where the corpse is not in the grave, it's not a deal. If the corpse is not there, him can limit Tommy from girl. Then you're not going to have to tell him because of the girl. Now, Philip Kiyise, because even when the mess is there, the Yashmokam of Tumah Lotzis, but this place for the Tumah to leave, as we mentioned before, limit Tommy. Then there is no Tumah. And the Elam and Amadon also say, going between the case, the boil looks like where, oh, the grail sticks out of the grave, and that's what you're leaning over for oil. No, because Damash Chuz like Kevatar, actually what's beyond the Kevatar is actually Tark. Like we said, in Tomei like Negev Pesach. The Tomei is only opposite the opening, and we quoted this before. Because this is what I'm saying, but also, Dreisha Goyle the Kevatar, if you make the end a girl for the Kevatar, ain't Tomei like Abad Fachim, is only Tomei like Abad Fachim. And since I said, no, that doesn't mean Fort Fachim beyond the Kevatar. That's talking about you put the beam on the grave standing up. The kula k'negev pesach, where all the beam is opposite the opening. But the badbar diktani, since we say it goes up until four tefachim, but gaiva, that's for the height of four tefachim, Nidigrei of that's tummy. But whatever's above that is going to be tar. To me, that he the gashal tzuras of Yehuda, very similar to like we said regarding the pile of pebbles according to Yehuda, that they're also the pile of the pebbles is only for a share of har tefachim, but not beyond it. But it's all in height. But says Taisus umiyu. However, matzim maybe you could say the itzrach that you do need it lamal ala goyel. If someone is leaning over the goyel, keneged mechitzas hakever, opposite the walls of the grave, shahagoyel munach aleim, where the goyel is on them, meaning on the daifik, where the afa pishein mal keneged chalakever. Although he's not leaning over the actual cavity of the grave, and if he cannot be matam because of the sealed grave. It's still Tommy, Mishram the Malo girl, he's going to become Tommy because leaning over the girl. Because the Mishram girl, if there wasn't any girl, then he'd be Tar, because he can't be with Tommy because of a sealed grave, because he's only opposite the walls, and that's when you have to say the Tumah of a girl. If you next to the wind was the Gemara, Pil Kasher by a tired elephant, Kulam the Plague, no one's going to disagree. But Tyson points out, Loshna Shasma Shunikam, the Shamakam, is the wording of the Gemara here is very different than all other places, because the Rezir Babayi, Tabayi, Mefashi, Tamil Rameh, the Kamadi explained the reasoning of Rameh. Pavel and Nema should have just said, "My Beno." It's a turn difference between them, as it usually says when it's coming to interpret something. But here the Gemara says it, Belashon Pligi, as if like in the terminology of that the dispute, as if they're coming to disagree, which they're not. The Kinnik says, "Master, begin with the words of Gemara." The Mishnah Thomas now, according to the one that says that we're concerned is maybe it's going to die. So you don't have the concern, but Necha Shem Tevrach, which we're concerned that maybe it's going to run away. It says, "Bother, what's the Gemara asking the Abaye?" According to everyone, Rabbi Huda, who disagrees with Meir, holds that you could make an animal as a wolf or a sukkah. Obviously, he holds that there's no concern that it's going to run away. So you could say Abaye holds the same thing, that we're not concerned it's going to run away. That's what says no, because Avakav the Mandama Shem Tevrach Nami Al Kach Rabbi Huda the Machshul Lechayish. That even according to the one, the other Mandama, holds that the concern is according to maybe it's going to run away. Also, obviously, has to hold according to Rabbi Huda that holds that it's valid. Obviously, he's not concerned for that. Kamakam Abaye leaves Rabbi Meir, but still Abaye in Rabbi Meir. The Chayish Lamisa, that he is concerned for death, which is even something the Leishchir that's not even common. Kolshkin, that's the Gemara's question. For sure, the Yishle Lochash Lashem Tibrach, for sure he shouldn't be concerned, he should have been concerned. That's the Gemara's question, that's going to run away. With the Shchicha, which is definitely more common, and that is the Gemara's question on Abaya.